Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 3rd. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Graduate Sunday. Happy Spring Barbecue. We have so many things to be grateful for the Lord's provision. And as we think about the graduates, we are praying that the Lord would continue to help them to do their work as unto the Lord, whether it's work in college or they're going into a profession or if they've gotten a graduate degree and they're headed on to some more training. Lord, please be with those who are in our fellowship and those whom we know that have graduated in this season. Because it is Sunday, we're taking a break from Genesis, and we're going to go to the sermon passage, which is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 25 through 31. In this passage, we see the consequences of choosing a life of idolatry. God says he will call heaven and earth as witnesses against the people who are idol worshipers. But in the end, if they return, God will forgive them. That's good news for them and for us, starting in verse 25. When you have children and grandchildren and have been in the land a long time, and if you act corruptly, make an idol in the form of anything and do what is evil in the sight of the Lord your God, angering him, I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you today, and you will quickly perish from the land you are about to cross the Jordan to possess. You will not live long there, but you will certainly be destroyed. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be reduced to a few survivors among the nations where the Lord your God will drive you. There, you will worship man-made gods of wood and stone, which cannot see, hear, eat, or smell. But from there, you will search for the Lord your God, and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things have happened to you, in the future, you will return to the Lord your God and obey him. He will not leave you, destroy you, or forget the covenant with your ancestors that he swore to them by oath, because the Lord your God is a compassionate God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that you are compassionate. And it says here that he will not forget his covenant. One part of that covenant is that the people of Abram's line will be a blessing to all nations. And this is fulfilled most fully in Christ. And so because the Lord did not give up on the Israelites, we are able to enjoy the beauty of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the fact that in him we have freedom and forgiveness. And now let us turn to Psalm 112, which celebrates those who fear the Lord. It also reminds us of what it looks like to truly flourish as humans living in light of God's wisdom. In verse 3, it talks about wealth and riches are in the house of the one who fears the Lord. When I read that the first time, I thought, oh, not everybody who loves the Lord is going to be rich. This is not a health and wealth prosperity gospel. So I went to Doug Webster's commentary for a little help there. He says the psalmist's description of the good life is not a formula for the selfish accumulation of possessions and experiences. On the contrary, the blessings of God increase our responsibility to meet the needs of others with graciousness, generosity, and compassion. And so if the Lord has blessed you richly, then he calls you to a life that is lived out like God lives out his life, one of great compassion. Psalm 112. Hallelujah. Happy is the person who fears the Lord, taking great delight in His commands. His descendants will be powerful in the land. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches are in His house, and His righteousness endures forever. Light shines in the darkness for the upright. He is gracious, compassionate, and righteous. Goodwill come to the one who lends generously and conducts his business fairly. He will never be shaken. The righteous one will be remembered forever. He will not fear bad news. His heart is confident, trusting in the Lord. His heart is assured. He will not fear. In the end, he will look in triumph on his foes. He distributes freely to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted in honor. The wicked one will see it and be angry. He will gnash his teeth in despair. The desire of the wicked leads to ruin. Thank you for listening along. I want to pray over our graduates today, and I'm going to read their names in prayer and lift them up to God that He would grow them in wisdom and stature in favor with Him and with mankind, and that they would do their work as unto the Lord. Will you pray with me? Father, we lift up to you the high school graduates that are associated with Mountain Brook Baptist. We ask your watch care upon Trey Abney, Annabelle Avery, Caroline Brand, Christopher Brown, Caroline Bruner, Boyd Cooper, Bryant Dedell, Jack Dixon, James and Maggie Dover, Crawford Eubanks, James Flack, Kenley Freeman, John Hansen, Wesley Kate Harris, Andrew Hobbs, Hayes Holbert, Noah Jones, William Keith, Sam McElvain, Alex Phillips, Charlie Pickett, Aiden Pledger, Barrett Poole, Sarah Clark Powell, Henry Short, Maggie Simmons, Spear Stagner, Ella Watkins, Bergen Wilkinson, Ann Hardy Wilson, Madeline Williams, and Chase Zaremba. We thank you, Lord, for their lives. We pray your protection over them. We ask that you would help them to continue to pursue a relationship with you, and that you would surround them with people in their lives that love you and that point them again and again to the compassionate God, our Lord Jesus. Lord, we also lift up to you those who have graduated from college and beyond. Peyton Allmeyer, Jackson Avery, Michael Bagby, Laura Lacey Gardner, Emily Hardwick, Sarah Kate Hatley, Hannah Grace Hatley, Anna Hobbs, Paul Jones, Lucy Redden, Alexa Rollo, Connor Shaddix. Lord, as these, your children, go into new ventures, I pray that same thing over them that we prayed over the high school graduates, that you would surround them with people who love you and seek to live in a way to help them flourish. Remind them all of your steadfast love. Remind them of the importance of resurrection and how it changes everything for us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.